Now, I've never preached a fast message before, so I don't know if the Holy Spirit is going to lead me to go. But we need a word from the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
Oh, only a few people are answering me.
Yes.
Okay. But today we just want to speak to our graduates and even those who are struggling to find a way through. So quickly, we want to look at our topic this morning, this afternoon, you see, keep saying this morning, God's conditional promise for a successful journey. Now, all of you guys graduating from high school to college, graduating from college and starting your career, you may not start your career now or what have you, but there's a journey that you have now begun in your life. There's a new change in your life that you have to adjust to. Some of you are going to go on campus. Some of you are going to commute. There are challenges. There are obstacles. It's not going to be easy. You know, I was sharing with Pastor Gary during our staff meeting with Cindy, and a friend of mine, he said his daughter went to college, her first year in college, and while sitting in the classroom, the professor walked in, he said, "This is not mom's and dad's home." And right there, fear gripped her because her first year, and that was the first word she heard from the professor. Not anything encouraging, but like, you got to be on your toes. He said, this is not high school where you don't fail. You fail in here. So fear gripped her. She came home and like, she told her dad, "I don't like that professor. He's mean." Don't we experience that? I've been there before. So, but how can you turn that around? And we're going to take a look at that today from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And skip that, please. Thank you. For our eternal truth, graduates, and not only graduates, but each and every one of us, each day of our lives, we should acknowledge and openly accept the fact that we can do nothing apart from Christ. Apart from God, apart from Jesus, apart, no matter, you can be smart as what or what have you, but you cannot succeed. You can do nothing apart from Christ. And in order for you to succeed, you need Christ by your side. You need his guidance. Quickly, we're going to run through there. I don't know how much time you guys can give me. The late Joy said, "Don't look at your time when you're preaching." So I think I'm going to stick with her advice today. So the first thing we want to look at this afternoon is, in order to get on that successful journey that God has promised, the first thing we need to do is lay the foundation of trust. Lay the foundation of trust. And in laying the foundation, you have to recognize the sovereignty of God. You have to surrender control to God. You have to acknowledge your limited understanding. And if you can't do any of these things, you're going to have problems down the road. Because guess what? Like the professor said, this is not high school. Right? This is the time that your life will be challenged. This is the time that you're going to face life all by yourself if you don't include God in your studies. This is the time friends will convince you. This is the time friends will come around, especially when you live on campus. You will run to the parties. You will run to everything that is on campus going on, the good times, and you will lose focus. But when you focus, when you recognize the sovereignty of God, when you surrender control to God, and you acknowledge God that you don't have all the understanding. You cannot solve all the problems in your life. You cannot solve all the problems in your educational career. You cannot do all by yourself. You need God. So we're going to look at the first thing quickly. We're not going to take too long. First, they're recognizing God's sovereignty. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart." And he went on to say, "And do not what? Lean on your own understanding." And trust is hard, right? When you look at a situation and you wondering, what am I going to do? And all you need to do is, like, if you're not prayerful, if you're not spending time reading your word, the word of God, you're going to suffer a whole lot. But Proverbs says that in order for graduates, each and every one of us, to move the next step to achieve that promise of have a successful journey. Now, it's not going to be all bread. Even though you trust in God, it's not going to be all super good. No. But in those times that when you're confused, in those times that you can't comprehend, you don't know what to do, when you turn to God, when you trust him, that's when he directs you in the right path. That's when he allows you to make the right decision, because it is not you who make the decision. You are trusting him to make that decision and lead you in whatever the situation may be. Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6. When we consider the sovereignty of God, it says, O Lord God of our Father, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Come on, there is nothing that can withstand God. There is nothing that will bring God down. There is nothing that God cannot do, cannot fix when you are struggling, going through difficult times in your life. He is sovereign God. He has the whole world. He created you. God's sovereignty is the fact that he is Lord over all creation. And because you are part of God's creation, guess what he promised? He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So if you don't trust God, you will think God has forsaken you. If you don't trust God, you will think God has left you and abandoned you. But he has not. It's only you have not put your trust in him. Amen? Help me, Chris, look at the next slide. Surrounding control to God. Trust in the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, Jeremiah says, he said, Oh Lord, I know the way of man is not himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. So if we do not lean on our own understanding, we will understand, we will realize that we cannot direct our own steps. We cannot lead our own life to success. The world have success, yes. The devil is there to make success great, look everything good in your eyes. But guess what? At the end of the day, you're going to pay for it. But when you have a relationship with God, you can trust him and you can surrender everything. And let God take control of your career, whatever you're doing in college, your life after college. Let God take control. Let God have absolute control over it, and you're going to see the result of a successful journey. And there are living witnesses in the pew here this morning. We see folks in our midst here this morning. God has blessed them because why? They put their trust in God. And God opened doors for them. God made a way for them. We got great men and women, doctors, we got lawyers, we got great people in our congregation because they trusted God, engineers because they trusted God. And you graduates, young kids coming up, put God first. Trust him and he will lead you through the next chapter of your life. Amen? Chris, help me. Acknowledge your limited understanding. Don't go in there thinking you got everything because you got some master's degree or you got some high school graduate or you're smart and think you know better than your professor. Don't do that. Acknowledge that you have limited understanding and let God give you more wisdom. Look what Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says. God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, right? Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as far as the heaven and the earth, so are my ways. So, he says, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So, in essence, our thoughts is, you can't even compare it closer to God. So, in order for us to succeed, we should understand that when it comes to wisdom, we are limited. When it comes to knowledge, we are limited. But we need to seek the one who can give knowledge. We need to seek the one who can give wisdom. He said, he who lacks wisdom should come unto what? Him. So if you seek God and know that, hey, I'm limited in knowledge, God will supply more knowledge. And we that's a living testimony in the book of, in the Old Testament, the story of Solomon, right? When God appeared to Solomon in the dream, he said, what do you want after Solomon became king? Solomon didn't request for riches. He didn't request for fame. He said, God, he said, give me wisdom. And that's why we need to ask. Graduates, students, ask God for wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom. And when God gave Solomon wisdom, he said, because you didn't ask for money, fame, and riches, God gave Solomon wisdom, and he gave him riches. Only thing down the line, Solomon misused the riches. But this is what God can do when you trust in him. Amen? So it's going to be challenging, young folks. There's going to be obstacles. But because your hope, your trust is not in man, it's in God, God can lead you to the next step. Help me, Chris. And the next thing here is leaning on God in all circumstances. Not few. Like I said, things going to happen. You're going to wake up one morning and decide not to go back to school. You're going to call your mom and dad and say, I don't think this place belongs to me. I don't belong here. I'm coming home. You're going to wake up some morning. You don't want to even get sit and listen to a professor teaching or what have you. Sometimes maybe your first test you get, you got a D or F. You said, no, this is not a course. I'm going to change my major. And mind you, if you start that, you're going to keep changing major. And before you make up your mind, you'll spend 10 years in college and you're not going to graduate. But what you need to do is learn to lean on God in all circumstances. Seek God for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge and direction in order to make the right decision. Trusting God's guidance. You cannot do it all by yourself. Seeking God's will in decision making. Before you create that schedule, before you create that course, whatever major you want to take, start asking God, God, help me, give me wisdom. What should I do? I want to do this. Show me sign. Help me, Lord. But don't get up one Sunday morning and get up and say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to college. I'm going to do computer science. And when you get in the class, you say, oh, this is not what I want to do. This is not my class. No. Pray. Ask God for wisdom. And not only that, rely on God's wisdom. Because if you rely on your own wisdom, you're going to be deceived many times. Because sometimes you feel that's the right path you're on. Sometimes you think that's the right journey you're on. And you think, oh yeah, I got it all under control. But when you get in the middle of it, then the challenges starts to come. And you say, oh no. Because why? You did not learn to lean on God. Those times going to come. Those obstacles going to come that you want to give up. But in the moment, do not give up. Trust God. Trust God, he never failed his own. He never forsake his own. He loves his children. Now, when you're in school, don't wait when time for May 10 before you start to study and ask God for wisdom. God ain't going to give you wisdom 2 days to your May 10. God ain't going to give you wisdom 1 day to your May 10 or your final. Stop praying from day one when you enter. Stop preparing, asking God for knowledge, and start studying. Spend time studying your lesson and other things. And most importantly, don't just focus on only your career, your lesson. Focus on God's word. Take time to read God's word, because it's from God's word that you gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And God's going to speak to you, because he's going to make everything clear and out there for you better than even any other thing you can desire. Amen? Amen? Amen. Chris, help me. Let's go to the next slide. Jeremiah 17, verse 8, he said, trust in God, God. He said, blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord, and those who hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. You see what can happen when you put your trust in God? Even when the heat comes, you will not fear, because you know who your trust is in. Because you know where you have established, where you have laid your foundation. But if you have not laid that foundation, you're going to have trouble all through. And in the end part of the verse, it says, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. That's what's going to happen when you trust God, when you put God first, when you seek God first and seek his guidance. That's what's going to happen. Amen? And not only that, seeking God's will in decision making. And this is very important. We make decisions on our own terms, according to our own heart desire. And sometimes we fail. Because why? We did not consult God's intervention. We did not consult God. It is God's will. How is this going to play out for me? God, give me wisdom. God, help me. Teach me. Help me. I want to make the decision. I want to take the course. I want to do this. I want to do that. Is it going to be a beneficiary to me? Help me, Lord. I need wisdom. Seek God in decision making. Don't make the decision and after you fail, and then you say, oh, God, if I had known. It's late. You should have known before you make the decision by seeking God's intervention. Look at James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Ask of God who gives to all. That's the part I love about the scripture, right? He didn't say God ain't going to give some to some people. Few people got wisdom because those who have wisdom, they ask God. But if you lack wisdom and you're struggling, you did not ask God. You have to ask him, say, all he gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. God's word don't lie. His word is truth. And if we believe, if you believe in his word, it's going to come to pass in your life. It's going to yield fruits in your life. Look at Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You want to have that great career, seek God first. You want to go and sail through your college, through high school, put God first and see what's going to happen. Amen? Rely on God's wisdom. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all, Solomon didn't say in some of your ways, acknowledge him, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. And guess what? When you acknowledge God, he is going to direct your path. Now, like I said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be challenging. But because you acknowledge God in your life, God is not going to sit by idle and allow you to go through without being victorious. Because when you succeed, God gets the glory. Amen? Amen. So look at James chapter 3, verse 7. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits without partiality. Ooh. You see how God's wisdom is? God gave it to all and without hypocrisy. So if you need that wisdom to excel, seek God, trust God. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says in verse 7, he said, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the assurance. That's the hope we can have. That's the trust. When you put your trust in God and believe in him, that's what God can do. Amen? Amen. So as we come to close, I'll look at some of the things we can. Oh, everybody laughing. I said we'll come to close. Oh, Joyce, sorry, I look at the time. But but how can we live our trust in God? Right? We don't just say it and then boom, it happened. You have to apply it to yourself. Make it applicable to your life. And the first thing is that, hey, like we said, challenges are going to be out there. You have to walk in faith and not fear. Don't be like a kid that her first day in school when the professor spoke about the class, she got a friend and she said, no, this is not my class. I don't like him. He's too mean. Because of fear. Because guess what? God has not given us the spirit of fear. So if God has not given you the spirit of fear, why should you be afraid? Why should fear take? Because fear is a powerful force, right? It makes you lose focus. It makes you to not trust God. It makes you to think that God doesn't exist. It makes you to feel that, oh, if I don't do it this way, I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to do it the hard way or the easier way, try to find my way around because I want to get through it. No. Trust God. You have to walk in faith and believe that God is able to carry you through your career, your college life, your high school life, and beyond. Amen? And next thing is that you have to have a heart of gratitude. How many of you, after you got your diploma, got down and you said, Father, thank you for carrying me 12 years in high school, or Father, thank you for carrying me 4 years in college, or 13 years, or whatever God took you through, how many of you do that? It has to be, you have to be grateful to God that you can wake up every morning during snow, rain, and even when you don't want to get up, you know. My kids, when waking them up in the morning, that's when they want to sleep more. wake up, because I got to fix breakfast, everything. I got to be the way early, so get up. And they drag him to go, you know, I got all girls, you know what I mean, right? But at the end of the time, at the end of the day, you must be grateful to God. Say, Lord, thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for protection. I went back and forth. I could have gotten involved in an accident. This could have happened to me. But you protected me through all. You have to have a heart of gratitude. Thanking God. And next, obey and pray. Obey and pray. If you can't obey God's word and you're not praying, you're going to find yourself going back in a circle, going around and wondering, what is happening to me? Why I can't excel? Why this is happening to me? Because you put God aside. And God is not in the picture. And when God is not in the picture, when God is not in the midst, when God is not your foundation, guess who's going to be your foundation? The devil. And you don't want the devil to be your foundation. You want God to be your foundation. So we just want to encourage you and each and every one of you. And the only way you can make God your foundation is if you have a relationship with him. If you know him for yourself, if you accept him as the Lord and Savior in your life. Because you cannot trust somebody who you don't know. You have to build a relationship with somebody and trust that person is there for you when he says, I'm there for you. God says he's there for us. But if you don't have a relationship with him, you will not experience that protection. You will not experience it. You will struggle through your journey. Because why? You don't have a relationship and he is not in the picture. But God still loves you and his arms are wide open to accept you just as you are, no matter what the circumstances. He said, come, my children, come. And that's the opportunity we want to share with you today. If you don't know him, you can see each and every one of us. You can see any of the deacons. You can see Pastor Gary, myself, and we can talk to you and lead you through. Because you need a relationship with God to have a foundation, that God will be the foundation of your life, your career, and everything that you're going to do going forward. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for everything you've done. We just thank you for your word. And pray, Lord, that your word would just speak to the hearts of our young people, not only them, but each and every one of God this morning, this afternoon, that you would just speak and let your will be done. We thank you, and we say be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.